Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. Mainly sunny today, high near 69. Tonight, mainly clear, low near 45. Warmer on Thursday, lots of sunshine, high of 77. Thursday night, mainly clear, low of 41. A cold front works its way through the area on Friday, beginning a cooling trend. We'll have lots of sun, but a high near 64 degrees. Friday night, mainly clear, low near 32. I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 34.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt has notified state education officials that some public universities are violating a state law passed last week that loosened requirements for obtaining medical and religious exemptions to COVID-19 vaccinations. Schmidt wrote a letter last week to Kansas Board of Regents President Blake Flanders, with copies sent to University of Kansas Chancellor Doug Girard and Kansas State University President Richard Myers. Schmidt said at least some public universities are violating the new law, but specifically mentioned the University of Kansas and Kansas State. 8 head of cattle are dead after a tractor trailer rolled in Saline County on Tuesday. Just before 11 a.m., a 2006 Peterbilt pulling a trailer carrying 32 steers and driven by Dustin Bohannon, 27 of South Haven, was southbound on U.S. 81 when it left the road on the left side and overturned. Deputies arrested Bohannon on requested charges of driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
When the days get shorter and the grass stops growing, it's time for Maximum Outdoor Equipment's Early Bird Winter Service Discounts. Call Maximum before the end of the year and save 25% on labor, or get free pickup and delivery within a 25-mile radius. And next spring, when you're ready to start mowing, your mower will be ready too. Maximum Outdoor Equipment knows mowers. They've been focused on selling and servicing lawnmowers for over a quarter of a century. They also know come spring, there will be a whole lot of people wanting to get their mowers in to be cleaned and sharpened, because while a whole lot of places can sell you a mower, not many places can service them. So give your mower some end of the season love and save money now and be ready to mow next spring. Call 943-0201 before the end of the year to get an early bird winter service discount from Maximum Outdoor Equipment, just south of Kellogg on West Street, and online at MaximumOutdoor.com.
Maximum Outdoor Equipment.
The Kansas Highway Patrol, investigating the weekend arrest of Kansas Representative Aaron Coleman, issued a statement on the incident on Tuesday. According to the KHP, just after 1 a.m. on Saturday, a state trooper attempted to stop a speeding motorist on the Kansas Turnpike near the U.S. 59 South Lawrence exit in Douglas County. The driver failed to yield and proceeded to take the exit before pulling into a parking lot near Plaza 202. During the traffic stop, the trooper observed signs of possible impairment, according to the release. A DUI investigation led the trooper to take Coleman into custody for DUI. The State Employees Union in Kansas said another corrections officer at Lansing Correctional Facility was brutally attacked by an inmate. This marks two officers attacked at the prison in less than a month. Sarah LaFrance, the president of the Kansas Organization of State Employees, said a longtime male Lansing Corrections employee was attacked by an inmate and sent to the hospital. The KOSA said it believes he was the only officer on duty to a cell house of at least 100 inmates. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A jury has awarded $26 million to a Sarpy County family who sued Children's Hospital and Medical Center in Omaha after their child was sent home following a fall, then suffered seizures that left her permanently disabled. The award is a record for medical malpractice in Nebraska, but could drastically be reduced under Nebraska's $2.25 million cap on medical malpractice verdicts. The jury on Monday awarded $21.5 million for a lifetime of medical care and damages to 5-year-old Vivian Morisak and another $4.6 million to her parents. A 78-year-old woman has died after her car was struck by a pickup in Omaha. The accident happened at the intersection of 144th and El Dorado Drive. Police say a 2012 Toyota Tundra was driving above the 45-mile-per-hour speed limit when it struck a stopped 2017 Chevrolet Malibu. The driver of the Malibu, Patricia Brinkman, was pronounced dead at the scene. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Ashley Home Store has lots of in-stock furniture, TVs, and appliances ready for immediate pickup or delivery. They have over 700 furniture items in the warehouse, including sectionals, recliners, dinette sets, mattresses, and the Brand Source Appliance Store has a large selection of in-stock name brand dishwashers, refrigerators, ranges, and freezers. While they offer free shipping, they're booked out for several weeks, but you can pick up immediately. Shop locally for your Ashley direct pricing and hometown service. Ashley Home Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Frankfort Annual Giving Day Tuesday generated 881 gifts, totaling nearly $137,000 toward 32 qualified nonprofit groups and causes. The Marshall County Fair Association was top dollar recipient with over $21,000. Frankfort Rec received nearly $19,000 with the Frankfort Care Home, Frankfort Schools, and the Grade School Restoration Project. Around $10,000 each. Each qualified for a 50% match through the Frankfort Community Foundation. Mailing contributions may further boost the totals, and contributions toward the Frankfort Community Foundation are welcome any time, but will not qualify for the match. Additional details are on the group's website, frankfortgives.com. Vermilion has been awarded a State Department of Transportation grant of $5,000 toward pothole repair and chip seal of Main Street with a 50% community match. This was among 20 projects recently approved statewide. Nebraska Department of Economic Development has announced 7 grant recipients for owner-occupied housing rehabilitation, with Blue Springs and Beatrice sharing in the $2.67 million in funding. $315,000 was awarded Blue Springs and Beatrice $547,000. Pre-application submissions include 7 in Blue Springs and 43 in Beatrice, with final review and recommendations to precede City Council approval. A domestic disturbance call November 25th in Hollenburg led to the arrest of David Craig on pending charges of criminal theft, criminal and unlawful discharge of a firearm, battery, and interference with a law enforcement officer. He was released on $15,000 bond. Burglaries were reported November 26th at Moe's in Lynn and the Palmer Cafe. United Bank and Trust announced a $100,000 contribution toward the remodel and expansion of the Nemaha Valley Community Hospital in Seneca. The capital campaign toward the project continues, with Kylie Floyd and Courtney Schmelsley among contacts. Another recall effort for the Nemaha Central USD 115 School Board is set with election early next year to determine if Owen Zinke violated state statutes and actions the board took with regard to mask mandates. Amy Sudbeck earlier held her seat on a recall vote 254-85 in the district. Marysville Chamber, Main Street, is looking for businesses and organizations interested in participating in the Santa Parade this Saturday at 11 a.m. Parade will start at the old courthouse at 13th Street and come down to 8th Street on Broadway. This year's theme is Christmas Vacation. The Chamber is also seeking volunteers and nominations for board positions beginning next year. Morning meetings are the fourth Wednesday each month at 7 a.m., and board members participate in events throughout the year. Contact the Chamber Main Street at 713-1725 for additional details. Marshall County Arts Cooperative will host an Irish Christmas celebration Wednesday evening featuring Christmas in Killarney. Traditional classics with world-class dancing will be highlighted. The free will donation performance begins at 7, with doors opening Wednesday evening at 6:30 in the Marysville High School Auditorium, seating on a first-come, first-served basis. Patricia Clausen Butcher, age 83, of Greenleaf, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at St. Augustine Catholic Church, Washington. Burial St. Michael's Catholic Cemetery at Kimio. Visitation Wednesday, 1 until 6, with a vigil service following at 6 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington. in charge of arrangements for Patricia Clausenbutcher. Dolores M. Sutton, age 104, of Blue Rapids, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Blue Rapids. Burial in the Prospect Hill Cemetery at Blue Rapids. Visitation Wednesday, noon until 8, at the Terry Christie Funeral Home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Dolores Sutton. Henry Hank DeConing, age 100, of Burchard, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Faith Baptist Church, Pawnee City. Interment in the Burchard Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday, 5 until 7. At the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Hank DeConing. Shirley M. Kern, age 92, of Washington, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 1 until 8, at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Shirley Kern. Cynthia Cindy Jill Bartlett, age 66, of Diller, passed away Monday. Memorial service Friday, 11 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Diller. Visitation Thursday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday, 6 until 7 at the Harmon Wright Mortuary in Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Cindy Bartlett. David M. Stiggy, age 69, of Washington, passed away Monday. Graveside service Friday, 2 p.m. at the Bethlehem Lutheran Cemetery at Greenleaf. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for David Stiggy. Pat M. Wells, age 70, of rural Odell, passed away Sunday. Memorial service Friday, 2 p.m. at Our Savior Lutheran Church in Wymore. Private family interment at the Prairie Home Cemetery, rural Diller. Visitation Thursday, 9 until 5 at the Laughlin Ovid Funeral Home of Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Pat Wells. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chicken strips, a biscuit, yams, beets, and applesauce. Tomorrow, ham, a baked potato, broccoli, and berry bliss. KNDY News Time 7:16.
Christmas season, loading. Enjoy faster internet this Christmas. Get a $100 Blue Valley bill credit or pass that credit along as a gift for a hard-to-buy-for loved one. Offer applies to new customers or speed upgrades only. Give your family the gift of an internet upgrade. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net. Merry Christmas from your friends at Blue Valley.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. Mainly sunny today, high near 69. Tonight, mainly clear, low near 45. Warmer on Thursday, lots of sunshine, high of 77. Thursday night, mainly clear, low of 41. A cold front works its way through the area on Friday, beginning a cooling trend. We'll have lots of sun, but a high near 64 degrees. Friday night, mainly clear, low near 32. High of 51 on Saturday, mainly sunny. Saturday night, clear to partly cloudy, low near 36. On Sunday, mainly sunny, high of 56. Sunday night, clear to partly cloudy, low near 23, high of 47 on Monday, mainly sunny. Monday night, increasing clouds, low of 34, high of 52 on Tuesday, mainly cloudy. Tuesday night, mainly cloudy, will cool to a low near 31. On Wednesday, we'll have a mix of clouds and some sun, high near 53 degrees. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood on KNDY.
Average high temperature early December 48, record high on this date 75, the average low 27 and the record low 3 degrees. Sunrise this morning 7:28, sunset this evening at 5:05. It's 34 degrees, that's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 1st of December. KNDY News Time 7:18, I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
It's Sharing, Caring, and Giving Day at Elsie Grace's this Friday and Saturday. Bring in donations for the local food pantry and get a special discount. What will you buy? Gifts for everyone on your list? Stock up on food mixes and coffee? Or just get their famous homemade fudge all for yourself? It's all here and more at Elsie Grace's in downtown Frankfort Friday and Saturday.
A major upset in Columbus. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. College hoops out front. Top-ranked Duke picked the wrong time to go ice cold from the field in a matchup with unranked Ohio State.
Liddell guarded by Moore. 9 on the shot clock. Liddell, foul line, into the paint. Stop, shoot, left to the foul line. Got it, Liddell!
The call on Learfield. E.J. Liddell finished with a double-double. 14 points, 11 boards. The Buckeyes held the Blue Devils scoreless for the game's final 4.5 minutes. En route to knocking off Duke 71-66. On the NBA's hardboard courts, the Suns showed no signs of slowing down despite losing Devin Booker.
Chris Paul waiting with it. Over it goes to Crowder for three. Shoots in!
On KMVP, after Booker left the game in the second quarter with a hamstring injury, DeAndre Ayton's 24 points and Chris Paul's 15 helped Phoenix outlast the Warriors 104-96. The Suns tied a franchise record with their 17th straight win. LeBron James has entered the NBA's health and safety protocols and did not play for the Lakers in their 117-92 win over the Kings. League sources tell ESPN James will likely miss the next several games. In the Big Apple, Kevin Durant and James Harden put on a show for the over 18,000 fans in Brooklyn.
Long rebound is kept alive by Mills. He'll shoot a three. No good. Harden with the soaring dunk.
On WFAN, Harden finished with a game-high 34 points and 10 rebounds, while Durant added 27. The Nets edged the Knicks 112-110. Tiger Woods spoke to reporters for the first time since his serious rollover crash in February. While he expressed optimism about playing limited professional golf again, Woods said he feels even more grateful to be alive.
It's been a tough at times, yes. Some dark moments. But then again, as I was making progress through it too, you know, I could see some light.
Woods did not say when he believes he will return. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Listen to Kansas State basketball tonight on AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Kansas State basketball, live on KNDY.
In a season where everyone is on the go, go give gift cards from CJ Express. Available in $100, $50, $20, and $10 values, they're good in-store for food, drinks, merchandise, and, of course, fuel. It's the perfect way to show someone you appreciate them and what they do. CJ Express gift cards. Available in Marysville and Frankfort.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Federal Trade Commission ordering 9 large retailers, wholesalers, and consumer goods suppliers to provide detailed information on supply chain disruptions. The information will also show how disruptions are causing hardships for consumers and harming competition in the U.S. economy. The orders are being sent to Walmart, Amazon, Kroger, C&S Wholesale Grocers, Associated Wholesale Grocers, McLane Company, Procter & Gamble, Tyson Foods, and Kraft Heinz. The companies will have 45 days from the date they receive the order to respond. FTC Chair Lena Khan is hopeful the study will shed light on market conditions and business practices that may have worsened disruptions or led to asymmetric effects. The orders require the companies to detail the primary factors disrupting their ability to obtain, transport, and distribute their products, the impact of the disruptions, and the most affected products, and the steps taken to alleviate disruptions, and how they allocate products among their stores when they are in short supplies. National Corn Growers reminding producers to submit ballots for the Farm Service Agency County Committee election. Voters should return the ballots to the FSA County office by this coming Monday, December 6th, or make sure that postmark mail-in ballots by the deadline. Committee members represent local farmers at the USDA and play an important role in shaping FSA programs. Each committee has from 3 to 11 elected members who serve 3-year terms in office, and at least one seat, which represents local administrative areas, is up for election each year. Now, newly elected committee members will take office January 1st of next year, and ballots are mailed out on November 1st. Now, if you are an eligible voter and you did not receive a ballot, you can request one from your local Farm Service Agency County office. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Looking to work for a stable, family-owned company that's been in business for 58 years? Landall Company in Marysville is hiring for positions ranging from assembly to welding and everything in between. Enhanced wages start at $14.50 up to $20.70 per hour, plus hiring bonuses for qualified positions of $500 to $1,000. Exceptional benefits. Start your new year off right. Apply online at landall.com or phone 562-5381.
We know what it takes to be a successful producer. Hard work and strong values. Like you, we have roots in this community and want to see it grow. We're ready to meet your banking and lending needs with experts who understand crops, livestock, and equipment. We know your business and your values. Talk to us. Citizen State Bank. Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Market information from the Good America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosiers. Happy Wednesday morning to you. Market's opening up here in just a little bit. It was a rocky day in the trading yesterday for grains and livestock. Grain definitely took a major hit in the red yesterday, lost a lot of gains. Livestock saw a little bit of green pop up by the end, but not a whole lot. Still mostly lower across the board there. We did get some news throughout the day yesterday that did affect the markets, obviously with the variant of COVID-19 that's been affecting some of the markets, including the stock market, with concerns about that spread being more transmissible. At the same time, we are getting the bird flu concerns out of Germany, where that may be affecting some of the livestock, with confirmed near 33,000 birds in northern Germany with that issue. And we got word yesterday of soybean sowing in Brazil sitting at 91.5% complete as of November 27th. That was nearly 6% growth compared to week over week, according to the country. That does compare as well to last year at this time, sitting at 86.1%. So things moving relatively well there in the country of Brazil. But it definitely didn't help the markets yesterday, as we saw a lot of red on the boards. Soybeans for January were down 24.25 yesterday at 12.17.25. The bean meal for December was in the green a little bit, $1.10 higher at $3.48.80. And the soybean oil was down $3.15 at $55.11. In the corn market yesterday, they were down 14 cents even at $5.67. The Kansas City wheat for December was down 35 cents total at $8.19. In the oats market, they took a bit of a hit yesterday as well, 23.75 lower at $7.23. And the cotton market was also down pretty decently, $5 even at $1.11.65 for the December cotton. Over in the livestock market, as we mentioned, a little bit of green, but some of the later futures primarily, as live cattle for December was down $1.05 at $135.87. The feeder cattle for January was down 87 cents at $164.85. Lean hogs for December did see some green there, 97 cents higher at $73.37. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Can December claim status as the number one month? Some data that supports that argument today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, December 1st, the 335th day of the year. Singer Bette Midler celebrates a birthday, and Rosa Parks became a civil rights hero on this day 66 years ago by refusing to give up her seat on a bus. December may be the last on the calendar, but it's number one in plenty of categories. In the market for a car or a boat, you'll find the biggest discounts typically in December. The post office, Amazon, FedEx, and UPS are all at their busiest in December. It's both the best and worst month to visit Walt Disney World. You'll find it least crowded during the first 2 weeks and most crowded in the final 2 weeks. And popping the question is a favorite activity. December is number one for marriage proposals. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about December at almanac.com.
What's the best meal of the day? Breakfast! Who has breakfast all day long? Empty Cup Coffee Bar and Bistro. Come on in for fresh brewed coffee, espresso drinks, the breakfast of the week, and $5, $7, and $9 specials featuring all your favorites, like eggs, hash browns, French toast, sandwiches, and biscuits and gravy. Serving Monday through Saturday starting at 7 a.m. at the Empty Cup in downtown Marysville.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 34 degrees. Warm-up trend continues. What a way to start December. High is approaching 70 this afternoon.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Wichita State goes in search of its third consecutive win at Gallagher-Iber Arena tonight when it takes on the Oklahoma State Cowboys in non-conference action. WSU defeated OSU on its home floor in December of 2017 and 2019. Prior to that, the Shockers were combined 2-17 in Stillwater. WSU and OSU revived their series in 2016 and will play for the fifth time in 6 years. During that span, the road teams are perfect 4-0. The game will air on ESPN Plus tonight starting at 7 o'clock. Four Kansas Jayhawk volleyball players end the season on all Big 12 teams, including one Big 12 Freshman of the Year. Carolyn Bynum was named Big 12 Freshman of the Year and selected to the All-Big 12 First Team and All-Big 12 Rookie Team. Fellow freshman Cameron Turner was also on the All-Big 12 Rookie Team. Super senior Jenny Moser and sophomore Carolyn Crawford are All-Big 12 Second Team honorees. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening following sports at around 5:20 as we visit with area high school girls and boys basketball coaches from Diller O'Dell and Southern Monday, Axtell and Centralia Tuesday, Lynn and Hanover on Wednesday, Frankfort and Valley Heights on Thursday, and Washington County and Marysville on Friday. Plus live broadcast home and away Marysville High games on AM 1570 FM 94.1. With area games live on KNDY FM 95.5.
Listen to Kansas State basketball tonight on AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Kansas State basketball live on KNDY.
Marysville Bulldogs tip off the high school basketball season Thursday at Hiawatha. We'll be on the air about 6 p.m. Girls and boys action live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. On air online and on our mobile app. Marysville home opener versus Sabetha Friday night, also live on KNDY.
KNDY.
Oh,
Kester House Museum Foundation will host a live nativity again this year during the Marysville Christmas opening this Saturday. Live nativity as well as camel rides for $7 each will be offered on the Kester Block grounds in Marysville Saturday 11 to 1.
You hear a new song, it's your favorite, but pretty soon you'll be changing the station. And all your old shoes are looking brand new. They want to be worn, but they never get the chance to. Heavy into everything, ready for the next thing. To catch your eye for a while, then you're over it. You change your mind on it, soon as the shine's gone. Like you always do, but you don't know it yet, but